My name is Father Gregory Finus. I'm the Superior General of the Missionaries of the Immaculate Heart, giving you all an update as to what's happening at the Church of Our Lady of Tears in St. Michael. Now, I'd like to inform you all of some very, very bad news. A war has broken out again in the Chapel's Gate area between the two rival notorious gangs. The RBB, which is an abbreviation of the Red Brick Boys, who come from the Red Brick Council Estate, and the GBS, which is an abbreviation of Green Brick Soldiers, who are based on the Green Brick Estate. Now, these two rival council estates are both found in Chapel's Gate. Chapel's Gate is a very large area, so on one side of Chapel's Gate to go to the other side of Chapel's Gate is quite a vast territory. In the 1960s, with all of these psychedelic colours, there was paint put on certain council estates in the area, and the architect who built these council estates decided to paint one red and one green. Since then, these blocks have been painted in a more appropriate colour, but the people were very proud of these council estates and have maintained some of the original colour on the back part of the council estate. And it's for this reason it's called the Red Brick Estate, and the same thing happened with the Green Brick Estate. The Green Brick Estate is found in a part of Chapel's Gate, which is nicknamed Jamaica Town. I give you bad news because Father John was very successful in preventing a war. These two gangs have been warring for decades. After young Ashley, his full name is Ashley James, who calls himself Grimeser, was attacked during a musical award ceremony in London. He was attacked by 200 people on the stage. Ashley went there with very few of his associates, and he deliberately handpicked the associates he would go with. He explained he didn't want to go with those people in the gang who were dangerous, who would most likely carry weapons with them and could probably cause a lot of trouble. So he chose those members of the gang who were less likely to cause conflict, and he could only find five of them. So he went with very few people, those who were not going to cause any trouble. And because of this, he was outnumbered and they attacked him on the stage. Ashley, who has been very moved by Father John Michael Donald, who now would like to become Catholic, agreed not to retaliate and left things as they were, telling the other gang members not to retaliate on his behalf and to let peace be there, although he was attacked. He went on retreat and plans to go to Italy to stay in a monastery where he can contemplate, pray, and learn more about the Catholic faith. However, some of the gang members of the Red Brick Boys did not like the fact that Ashley, who became a public figure, Ashley was involved in the music industry, who was growing in his rise to fame, becoming quite famous and well known in the music industry as a rapper. So too was a rival rapper who belongs to the Green Brick Soldiers, called Martin, also known as Martino de Souza. They abbreviate his name and call him Souza. I'm told that this is his street name, Souza. They also call him Tino Souza. He began insulting Ashley, and Ashley was going to retaliate. This was before Ashley was attacked, and we have a recording of the events that happened because Father John convinced Ashley not to go to a recording studio and to disrespect Martin live on air. Ashley decided not to go, and he actually went to the church the following day to pray the first five Saturdays and participate in the first five Saturdays devotion. We are missionaries of the Immaculate Heart, and we promote devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. But while Ashley was away, some of the members in his gang thought that what happened to Ashley was a humiliation for the gang itself, and that regardless of Ashley exhorting them not to retaliate, to leave it, to let peace reign, some of the gang members, the more notorious members of the RBB, have been encouraging a retaliation, and they have a rapper who is quite a notorious rapper who has been in jail for quite some time, who heard about the conflict between Ashley and Martin when he was released. And there was a lot of anticipation and excitement that the people in the street culture were going to get a new album from this very highly acclaimed and esteemed gang member of the RBB, whose street name is Brapper, who has an older brother who is one of the founding members of the Red Brick Boys, who is called Brapper as well. But this rapper, Brapper, who calls himself Little Brap, who also calls himself Little B, decided to begin the provocations with a quite conflictual rap. They call it bars, lyrics. They usually write 16 verses called 16 bars. And Little B, also known as Little Brapper, has addressed this to Sosa. So it's called Send for Sosa, which will play you.
This one, yeah, is cool. This one, yeah, is cool. Yeah. Send for Sosa. My name is Little Brapper, yeah. And you don't know me, yeah. Red Brick Crew in the place, yeah. You know my big brother is, yeah. You know my older brother's Brapper, yeah. So this one, yeah, is called Send for Sosa. So I wrote this one for Sosa, yeah. This is for all the Red Brick Crew, all the RBB, yeah. This is for Sosa. Yo! To that Mr. Portuguese, who likes to eat soup all day or soup with pork and cheese, who doesn't know how much grimes I went and fought for peace, but now there's gonna be a war, you better call police. What? I'm a gangster, I was born to squeeze, click clacking at your crew, cause I got 40 thieves, and you can move from New Cross down to Fort and Heath, and you will find out everybody you support in G. What? You're getting mad because people bought CDs of Grimeser instead of you because your talk is cheap. I have you scared to go outside, can't even walk the streets. Because Red Brick will come and get you, better call your peeps. Listen, tell me what your little daughter sees. Granddaddy goes to jail because he got caught with keys. Daddy tries to follow fashion with his torn up jeans. And she'll be the one to say you shouldn't wore a G. They call him Portuguese. That soul's on his sofa. And this is Little Brapper on the mic. Yo, send for Sosa.
So, Little Brapper is released from prison. He is a well-known member of the RBB, said to be one of the serious members. I didn't quite know what a serious member is, but a serious member, according to them, is one who backs up his talk. Someone who, if he has a firearm in his hand, he will in fact use it. And this is the bad news I am bringing to you. What happened was, someone from the Red Brick Estate went over to the Green Brick Estate and started firing shots. Then, some days later, someone from the Green Brick Estate went over to the Red Brick Estate and started firing shots. These, I'm told, are warning shots. This has been in the local newspaper. Ashley James has heard about it and he has come back to England trying to exhort his fellow gang members to leave this situation alone and to not retaliate over what happened to him. But they have told him they don't care about what has happened to him. It doesn't involve him anymore. The name of the gang has been humiliated, and they must show that they are serious gang members. And therefore, there is now this continuation of members from one gang going over to the other council estate and just randomly firing shots. It's crazy. It's absurd. We need the help of Almighty God to bring peace. Father John, who heard a lot of bad things. I'm sorry if I'm talking longer. Usually I give a brief introduction, but the reason I'm speaking quite depth, going on longer than 5 minutes, is because a serious situation is taking place. And we ask people who are following these broadcasts, this is my journal, I'm recording a journal of everything that's happening, the Church of Our Lady of Tears and St. Michael. In the beginning, I listened to the words of a very holy nun, that we must go to Chapel's Gate, we must open a house there, send the missionaries of the Immaculate Heart there, and we must tell them about Mary, co-redemptrix, and her suffering. She said that this is a place where people are suffering, and it is ripe for the message of the sorrowful and Immaculate Heart of Mary. I followed her advice. I risked everything. I sent my priests there. But I am deeply concerned about their safety and about the mission itself. Father John always heard very, very negative reports about the Green Brick Estate. He was advised not to go there at night time, regardless of whether he is a priest wearing a cassock and a beretta. I was told it is dangerous. It is a no-go area at night time, and even during the day, it is still dangerous. Father John is a very courageous priest, but even Father John Michael Donald, in praying, discerning, seemed to have been advised it's not right for him to go there, and that he should not be so brave, and he should be cautious. But now the time has come, and he himself has asked to go there. Finally, Father John Michael Donut is going to go to the deepest part of Chapel's Gate. They call it the pit, some people. They call it deep underground, because you have to go down. It's almost in a valley. You have to go down. People say when you go to the Green Brick Estate, it's like going to hell. Father John Michael Donald finally goes to the Green Brick Estate, and he wants to speak to the members of the GBS. One of them he already knows, Martino de Sousa. And he's going to go to the recording studio. This has been a bit of a charism of Father Michael Donald, who has the name Michael, who is the patron, together with Our Lady of Sorrows of the Church of Our Lady of Tears and St. Michael. And he, St. Michael, can help in this mission to bring peace, and it's providential that Father John has the name Michael. So he goes there. This episode of Dialogue with Father John is quite a serious one. We ask for your prayers for London as a whole, for people who find themselves in these situations. We are doing these recordings also to spread awareness. We know of the comical aspect of these episodes, whereby we have met very particular people, like Raphael is quite particular. We have Tunde's mother. She is quite a character, isn't she? She's very strong. So encountering these people has been quite a joyous occasion for us. But now we have a very, very serious situation on our hands. We need a miracle of God to bring peace, and we hope that peace brought here, Chapel's Gate, can extend to London and to the world as a whole. So now I have asked Father John Michael Dolan to give a report himself, just like I have been giving reports on what he has been doing. And due to some bad language that was used, Father John has had to cut and edit a lot of the discourse he was given, because people were swearing and using bad language. So you only get a little piece of what he actually said. Father John spoke very extensively about hell. He even raised his voice at times to these people, saying, if it were ever true, if one of you have taken a life, and he went on and went on and went on, and he had no fear whatsoever. But because there were some bad words used, some responses of some of these gang members expressing their dislike for the Red Brick Boys, we've had to limit it to very, very short discourse. So I'll now hand over to Father John, who gives his report, just as I have been given reports, and this could be Father John's debut as a future Superior General of the Missionaries of the Immaculate Heart, giving you a report on everything that's happening at the Church of Our Lady of Tears and St. Michael. I'll now hand over to Father John.
Before giving my report on my trip to the Greenbrick Estate. I thought it was quite important that I play for you, first of all, my encounter with probably the most notorious gang member of the Red Brick Boys, who is known to Ashley. Ashley has admitted that he tries to keep away from this gentleman because he has a very, very bad reputation for his criminal activities. He is feared quite a lot in the area. Even the mention of his name seems to strike terror into people's hearts. His name is William Thompson. People know him as Clacker. I had a brief talk with him, and I'll just let you hear how it went. I'll just play you now a couple of seconds of my interview with this William Thompson, who they call Clacker. Tell me a little bit about your life, William.
Yeah, I just grew up in, a ghetto,
Did you know your father?
No, I didn't know my father,
Do you remember anything in your childhood that kind of, was quite painful?
I've seen some things happen to my mum. But, those memories, they're, implanted, in my mind, in my soul, So, if I, harm someone else, it's because I've been harmed myself. So, what I do is an expression of that thing that's in my soul. And it's always gonna be there.
God can remove that pain.
So if I do something bad, it's because I've always got that hurt in my soul and I let it out. That's why I clack and they call me Clacker.
We now play the rest of Father John's report. This is particularly his trip to the Greenbrick Estate.
Hello, my name is Father John Michael Donald. I have here before me an image of Saint Philomena, who is my great protectress, my great benefactress. She is amazing. She is a miracle worker. I believe we have to do everything we can to spread devotion to Saint Philomena, because there are two things, two vices in particular, that plague these places. Pride and sensuality. Pride and lust. It's like a double-headed demon, or better, two demons. So we need to add, as well as Saint Michael, Saint Philomena. We have to go with Saint Philomena. We have to bring Saint Philomena around these places. I have been asked to give a report on my travel to the Greenbrick Estate. I went there with a recorder so that you can hear, but unfortunately, the language used by the people in expressing their hate, and I tell you, it's true hate, their hate for their neighbors, for their fellow brethren, was disgusting. It was terrible. It's a shame because we record also to help explain the faith, because I was talking to them extensively about hell and punishment. And I noticed there is no fear of God to take a life. Do you not know God is watching? Do you not know that you will be punished? How could you take someone's life? You have no love in your heart. And those who do not have love will never go to heaven, can never go to heaven, and they will go to hell for all eternity. And we do not want souls to go to hell. I offer my life so that no soul can go to hell. I wish I could be like Saint Veronica Giuliani. Saint Veronica Giuliani was the one who began Ashley's conversion. Saint Veronica Giuliani was the one who began Ashley's conversion when he was hospitalized after he was attacked by 200 gang members. I'm told that there are 400 in total. The RBB are said to be 300 members. One of the founding fathers of the Greenbrick soldiers, his nickname or his street name, they call him Double M, or they call him Black M&M. I said, what does that mean? It means two M's side by side, M and M. I said, what does the M stand for? He said, we don't really want to tell you what his real street name is. I said, why? They said, you're not going to like it. I said, why am I not going to like it? So you're not going to like what it means. I said, well, what does it mean? His name is Murder Man. I said, Murder Man? What do you mean, Murder Man? He said, that's his name, Murder Man. Double M means Murder Man. He said, well, why have you chosen that name? I said, well, that's the name he's been given. I said, why has he been given that name? There was silence. Silence. And I was asking, well, is this what you do? I was enraged. I asked him, frankly, why have you been given that name? He didn't say anything. He looked at me in my eyes, but I tell you, I don't judge people. I don't make rash judgments. He looked at me in my eyes for about 5 minutes, not saying anything, staring into me. It was like I was looking at the devil. I'm sorry to say that. Some of these souls, they seem possessed. Possessed. I see Satan in some of these souls. Dear Jesus. Yes, I see Jesus in every creature. But sometimes the soul is occupied by the evil one. And I saw it deep in his soul. It was in his heart. He had Satan in his heart. This is what the gospel says about Judas. Satan entered the heart of Judas, who handed over Jesus to be killed. I pray for that soul, and I will offer and sacrifice my life to save him. Before I play my report, I just want to say, it's also been a blessing in disguise.
Good evening, my name is Father John. I just wanted to give a report on my trip to the most notorious part of town, which I'd never gone to before, but I had the courage to go. It's a place of Chapel's Gate called Jamaica Town, and I've been asked to give a report of my adventure there, and this is what happened. I was surrounded by a lot of Jamaican people. I entered the council estate. There was a lot of smoke, a lot of... I was quite intimidated. There was music playing from speakers. It was so loud. The ground almost came across like it shook. Then I saw a group of youth. One of them I recognized. His name was Sosa. And I proceeded to make my way to the studio. It was a terrible environment, but I knew that going there I had to save souls. I wanted to save particularly the soul of Sosa. I entered there, and to my surprise, I saw the young man who, well, not a young man, but the guy who used to call himself Bushman. I was told it was a place, Jamaica Town, where there were a lot of killings, and even people in the studio were known to be even killers and murderers. So I proceeded to pray the rosary, I prayed the Hail Mary, and I left everything in the hands of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I'd asked them kindly to turn off the music, and I began to speak with them.
In the book of Genesis, you have the story of Cain and Abel. They were brothers. I have a Bible here with me. And Cain said to Abel his brother, "Let us go forth abroad." And when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and slew him. And the Lord said to Cain, "Where is thy brother Abel?" And he answered, "I know not. Am I my brother's keeper?" And he said to him, "What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth to me from the earth." Murder is a sin that cries to heaven for vengeance. Do you understand? Cries to heaven for vengeance. Every life belongs to God. I had to skip ahead because there were parts in my talk where some of them were swearing. I play another part where I try to come at them from another angle about trying to teach them, tell them about fear of God. We'll listen to that now. There is no fear of God here. Do you not think God sees your actions? Do you not fear Almighty God? Do you believe in Almighty God? But even in your conscience, it's written, the law, is the natural law is written on your heart. You know that it is wrong to take someone's life. There's this incident that happened when Abraham sojourned in Gerar with his wife. But Abraham told the people that she was his sister because he feared that if they knew she was his wife, they would kill him. The king, Abimelech. I read from chapter 20 of Genesis. Abraham removed from thence to the south country and dwelt between Kadesh and Sur and sojourned in Gerar. And he said to Sarah his wife, "She is my sister." So Abimelech the king of Gerar sent and took her. And God came to Abimelech in a dream by night. And he said to him, "Lo, thou shalt die for the woman thou hast taken, for she hath a husband." Now Abimelech had not touched her. And he said, "Lord, wilt thou slay a nation that is ignorant and just? Did he not say to me, 'She is my sister'? And she say, 'He is my brother'? In the simplicity of my heart and cleanness of my hands, I have done this." And God said to him, "And I know that thou didst it with a sincere heart, and therefore I withheld thee from sinning against me, and I suffered thee not to touch her. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. But if thou wilt not restore her, know that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine." And Abimelech, forthwith rising up in the night, called all his servants, and spoke all these words in their hearing. And all the men were exceedingly afraid. And Abimelech called also for Abraham, and said to him, "What hast thou done to us? What have we offended in thee, that thou hast brought upon me and upon my kingdom a great sin? Thou hast done to us what thou oughtst not to do." And again he expostulated with him, and said, "What sawest thou that thou hast done this?" Abraham answered, and this is the point I want to get across to you all here. Abraham answered, "I thought with myself, saying, 'Perhaps there is not the fear of God in this place, and they will kill me for the sake of my wife.'" That's from Genesis chapter 20. Why do I read this? Because Abraham mentions the fear of God. He thought, maybe there's no fear of the Lord here. Because if there was fear of the Lord, they wouldn't dare to kill someone. Because they would know, God is watching me. I fear him. I fear to offend him. I fear to do wrong. How could I do wrong in the sight of God? God is almighty. God is all-powerful. God sees everything. How could I even think? Is he not watching me for a second? Could I do evil in his sight? And such a grave evil? But that's how someone, if someone fears the Lord, they wouldn't dare. But someone who does not have the fear of the Lord, they would kill, murder. You know, I've been talking to you for some time, more than 20 minutes, about hell. My name is Father John Michael Donant. As I've told you, I am a missionary of the Immaculate Heart. I don't know if you know anything about the Blessed Virgin Mary or Fatima. The Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to three little children at in Portugal, in a place called Fatima. She actually showed the children hell. Hell is very real. Hell exists. And that is where people go who do not ask God's forgiveness after they have committed sins. Those who don't have fear of God, who don't care, who don't believe that they will be punished, who behave as if God doesn't exist, as if God doesn't watch them. She showed these children hell. I actually have with me an account of what they saw. But I'll make it very brief. I just read from a little booklet that I keep with me about Fatima. It's part of our constitutions. We vow to do everything we can to save souls. And then there's a part where we have this description of hell, just to say that this is what we have to prevent people from going to. The Virgin revealed to the children a glimpse of the life in the underworld. One of the girls, there were two girls and one boy, cried out in horror. She describes it as a vast sea of fire. A sea of fire. Swarming throughout the sea are demons of hideous and unknown shape,
like horrible unknown animals. The burning ocean is full of human souls, which rise up on the flames and then fall, crashing back to the blazing sea. The air vibrates with the cries of horror, pain, and despair. Though the vision lasted only an instant, it left the children pale and shaking, so hideous was the sight. Now Jesus died. He gave his life to prevent us from going to this place.
Later, I heard them talking about boxing, and I thought I'd use that opportunity to speak about Christ.
Has anyone heard about, like, the boxing match that's gonna take place, like?
You may me about the boxing match, then I look forward to watch the one day, you know?
I don't know, like, I'm friends with, like, Father John, like, he's safe, innit? Like, there's a boxing match, yeah, between two brothers, yeah? Like, they're from the other part, like, South London, yeah? Like, they got nicknames, innit? Like, one's called the Camberwell Killer. Not because he killed nobody, but because, like, in the boxing ring, yeah? It's like he wants to kill his opponent, you know? So, you got the Camberwell Killer, and then you got his brother called the Peckham Puncher. Like, I know their names sound a little bit silly, like, but serious thing, you know, because, like, when they were young, like, their parents separated, yeah? One stayed with the mum in Camberwell, and one went with the dad to Peckham, like, it's just up the road from Camberwell, innit, like. So, like, they're brothers, yeah? And they're both boxers, yeah? So, the Peckham Puncher, yeah? He throws so many punches, like, in one round, like, he's amazing, like, I know him, innit, like, I know both of the brothers, like. So, they're gonna have a fight, like, for the belt, like, they wouldn't really want to get into fight with one another, yeah, but because, like, they're both moving up the ranks, like, he's the number one contender and that, so he's got to fight against his brother, like. But I tell you, like, Peckham Puncher, yeah, he's got a big heart, like, if you see the way, like, he's got a family, like, and I know that in the ring, yeah, he's trying to fight, like, thinking about his family, like, thinking about providing for his family, like, I've seen his fights and that, yeah. So, like, he gives his all in the ring, like, he offers himself up.
You know, it's interesting how you say what heart this boxer had, how he gave his all, and you were speaking about his family. Well, we are all a family, the human race. We are all one family. If you think of Jesus, who going to Mount Calvary, where he was going to be crucified, he was exhausted. He was in so much pain, unspeakable pain. He had to walk that way of the cross. He had to walk all the way to Calvary to glorify his Father, to obey his Father. He went there to save us. He gave his all for us. He gave his very life for us. Now, I find it interesting. So you were speaking about a boxer. You were saying what heart he has to go all the way to give everything he has, thinking of his loved ones. Well, how much more our Lord Jesus Christ? What heart he had, the sacred heart of Jesus, was walking towards the destination of his martyrdom, of his death. I carry with me some meditations on the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, where it has words that are attributed to Jesus. You can almost think of it like a play, like a drama, but this is real life. Someone who sees what Jesus is going through while he's walking towards his death gives to us these words. O my Jesus, insatiable love, I see that you allow yourself no rest. I feel your sighs of love and your sorrows. Your heart beats heavily, and in every heartbeat, I feel explosions of love, tortures lovingly embraced, and self-sacrificial love. And unable to contain the fire that devours you, you pant, moan, and sigh. And in each moan, I hear you say, cross. Each drop of your blood repeats, cross. All your pains through which you swim as though in an interminable sea repeat among themselves, cross. And you exclaim, O beloved and longed for cross, you alone will save my children, for in you I consecrate all my love. I wanted to read that. You just think, isn't it beautiful how Jesus, in this account of him going to Calvary,
Everything about him wants the cross, because the cross is the means through which we are saved. Now, again, in this little booklet that I have, which helps me meditate on the Passion of Christ, we see when Jesus